This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And school is like, we're full-fledged into the school year now. I think so, like 2 weeks in. I think we're okay to say that. And so last week we were talking about meal prep and lunches and snacks and all that stuff and getting some great ideas. But now comes the real serious talk. The kids are coming home, little cough here and there, maybe a little runny nose, maybe a little fever like my Marcus had earlier this week. And so it's time. It's Dr. Andy Campitelli time, naturopath doctor and co-founder of Totalis Health. Dr. Andy, how are you doing?
I am good, and I am sick with that runny nose and cough that the little ones brought right on home.
Which is normal for this time of year. That's what happens. So the little ones go off, whether it's like, you know what I mean, like preschool or school. And they're playing with their friends, and all of a sudden, poof, someone is sick. And then they bring it home. And then if their sibling's home, they get the sibling sick. And many times, us parents get hit. So Dr. Andy, we need help to prepare ourselves, to guard ourselves, we can have a sick-free home and zone around us. So,
wouldn't that be great? Because those little school colds that they bring home with them, it takes out the whole family. They take out everyone. And it's worse when it gets to the adult.
These little tiny people take out full-grown adults. I don't know how, but they manage and they succeed.
My nephew, also named Marcus, he brought a cold home last Christmas, and he took out the entire family, literally 15 adults, out from one little child who brought a cold home. All the adults sick for 2 weeks. He just took us all down, all of us. Oh my.
Okay, so your little guy, he's 8 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And you sound sick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick. My daughter is in preschool. She's 3. So she came home one night with just a little fever, and then it was gone the next day. So I thought, okay, we escaped that unscathed. And then my little guy, who's 8 months, got full blown, you know, fever over 40 degrees, vomiting, like he was sick for 2 full weeks. And so then you go into full mama bear mode, and your self-care goes out the window. Because, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, and, you know, he was vomiting and all over me and things like that. I mean, I should have known I was going to get sick. I didn't even take vitamin D. I was just all full on, you know, he was up every 2 hours, you know, so you're not sleeping. So, I mean, I knew this was coming, and I did nothing to help myself, and I should know better. So
of all people, you'd think, well, the doctor here, you know,
right?
She should know what supplements she should be taking, what food she should be eating, exactly. You know, to boost that immune system. And I find that September is probably, I don't know, coming from a mom, but you tell me, coming from a naturopathic doctor. But I find that coming from a mom, September is like one of the hardest times.
The kids have been out of school, you know, so they're not around all their classmates. We're moving into fall, and we're moving into, you know, cold and flu season. And I mean, kids are on top of each other. There's just no way to avoid that. They're going to get sick. They're going to bring it home. So this time of year is the worst. So it's the time of year, really, you should be focusing on, okay, how do I prevent myself from getting sick? And if your little ones are sick, don't do what I did. Remember, take the things that you need so you don't end up like this.
Oh my gosh. I know. And I'm just going to throw a peanut PSA out there. Okay. This is coming from me. Parents, if you have a sick child, keep them home.
Oh my goodness.
Keep them home. Please follow the 24-hour rule. You know, fever-free 24 hours. Because what happens is we create this vicious cycle. You send your child to school, you're like, oh, but I gotta work, I'm gonna send them to school. You know what, it will it's going to come back to you. And like we spoke about, it's going to take out the entire family. So would you rather it take out the entire family for a longer period of time or keep that child home for a day or two, make sure they're good, they don't go infect the rest of the class, that it cycles back to your kid in like 2 weeks' time, and then it's this never-ending, you know, vicious cycle. So please, please, parents, 24-hour rule, and keep your child home. And I know that it's hard. As a working parent, like sometimes you don't have that flexibility, but like I said, it could be worse in the long run, meaning more time off, more issues. So, you know, let's do what we got to do.
Yeah. And hopefully it's easier right now. I mean, a lot more companies are allowing work from home. And I mean, as a business owner, I get it when your employees work from home with sick kids. I mean, you know, they're kind of only half working because they have a sick child. So I get it. When your child is sick, your employer knows that you're sort of half focused that day because you're caring for a sick child. But there is more flexibility in, you know, working from home. And I love it if my, you know, I've had my employees, all of them have, you know, kids, and if they're sick, they have to stay home. But then they say, you know, I know my little one is sick, but you know, when my partner gets home, you know, I'll put some extra hours in, or I'll put some extra hours in this evening just to make up for any distracted time during the day. Like there are ways to compensate for it or to make up for it so that, you know, it's not so bad for your employer while you're off. But I mean, working from home is an option. So, and again, I get it. I'm a mom with a 3-year-old and 8-month-old and I'm working. And when they're sick, it's tough because I have a whole day of patients booked. What do you do? But sending them to school and infecting the entire school is not the best option.
No, because then it also comes back to us parents. And then we go to work and then we infect people there. Exactly. So let's just, okay, that was the peanut PSA.
Right.
Dr. Andy's going to take over to help us. So we're not even in this situation.
Yeah. Don't make my kids sick. That's all. Please keep your kids home so I don't end up like this again.
Right? So Dr. Andy, I guess like, where does it start? You know, does it start with supplements that we should be giving the kids? Does it start with what we're packing them to bring to school for snacks and lunches? Like, where do we start?
Right. So it starts with exactly what we were just talking about, which is, you know, the things you can do. Don't send a sick kid to school. Talk to your school and ask what their policies are. If a parent drops off a sick kid, what are they doing with that child? Are they letting that kid sneeze all over everyone with the runny nose that they're, you know, so like that's the first step. And then the next step are the basic, simple lifestyle things. What are you feeding your child? If you're sending your kid to school with, you know, or they're starting their day with a Coke and a chocolate bar, you are not helping them. And I have a best friend who literally started her day like that in grade 7. She'd start her day with a Diet Coke. And I don't remember the name of the chocolate bar, but this chocolate bar that she loved. That's how her parents sent her to school every day. So maybe start with the foundation of like healthy eating, because we know that that does keep our immune system strong. You don't need me to tell you that. You know that that's true.
Absolutely.
It's just, hard to implement, but that's where it has to start. And then we get into supplementation and sleep and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take all of that you just said and break it down throughout the entire show. So don't go anywhere because we will be back with more. We've got Dr. Andy Campitelli, naturopathic doctor and co-founder of Totalis Health. And she's here to keep us, our little ones, and the entire family safe. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And we've got Dr. Andy Campitelli, naturopathic doctor, my naturopathic doctor, and co-founder of Totalis Health. And she's here to not only help us, but save our butts from all the germs and gross things that are flying around so we can be healthy and happy and, you know, just boost that immune system to keep us strong. So Dr. Andy, before the break, we were talking about different things we can do. And nutrition was like right there, top of the list, which is understandable. And like you said, we all know this. It's not a surprise. It doesn't come as a shock. But let's go over some scenarios. Let's go over some stuff because, you know, it starts with busy mornings, getting our kids, trying to get everyone organized. You might be trying to get to work, get the kids off to school. You got to prepare lunches, snacks, breakfast. And then you always have those picky kids. Or like my daughter, Samantha, who's like in the morning, she's 12. She's like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, no, you need to eat something. No, but I'm not hungry. I'm like, no, you need to eat something. Even if it's some fruit or something, please eat something.
And it's tough too, because you don't have a ton of time in the morning. Like you said, everyone's in a rush. Nobody needs the meltdown. And so the kid who's melting down because you're not giving them waffles, sometimes you're like, oh my God, fine. Just eat the waffle. Just eat something and let's go, because it's easier. Yeah. And I hear you, because my three-year-old loves her waffles. Literally every day she asks for waffles, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's like, and my so, kids.
When she asks for the waffle in the morning, I know the meltdown is coming when I say no. So I mentally have to prepare myself. And then I put her yogurt with some berries in it on her, you know, at her place. And that's it. But it's tough. But that is where it starts. It's how you're setting your child up. And also the nutrition is setting them up for how they're focusing during the day, how they're able to absorb the information. So to your point, your daughter doesn't want to eat, which means she's going to be exhausted and tired and not able to focus and not absorbing the material. So it is a fight. It is harder to get them to eat those healthy foods, because it's so much easier just to cave and be like, whatever, fine, eat it, because I have to get ready and we have to go. So it is harder. It takes more work. But we kind of have to do it because it's in the best interest of our children.
It's so true. Like, it is such an easy little escape. Like, here you go, take whatever you want. I'm out. Like, I have to get ready. So, you know, let's just do whatever's quick and easy, right?
Exactly.
But quick and easy is not always the answer. And quick and easy, you know, we have to think about the long road here, where it's like, it may be quick and easy today, but then they're going to get sick and then everything is going to snowball. So if we just take a little bit extra time, then maybe we can help boost that immune system, which will prevent them from getting sick, which will prevent everything else from like falling to pieces. Right. Mm-hmm. So you brought up a great breakfast idea, which is yogurt with some berries. And it's so funny, because as you said that, I was like, oh, you know what? I could go for some right now, because right. That's one of my go-tos. I love plain Greek yogurt, and I drizzle honey, and I'll put like some granola or chopped up almonds in there. And like, I feast on that. So you said that and my stomach just started growling. I'm like, oh, maybe a snack for after the show.
You know what is so funny? That's one of my favorite snacks too. There are days I've had that for dinner. I just like a massive bowl of yogurt, honey, berries, granola. It's so good.
Right.
Right. And I mean, the Greek yogurt is nice and thick. So, I mean, those are often easy to get into your kid. And so my daughter loves the banana flavored one. And so I will give her the banana flavored Greek yogurt. Then we put some berries and, you know, we put some. And so she actually really likes it because it's fruit and it's sweet. So, you know, you just find other things to give her that are still healthy.
So what are some other ideas for breakfast to help prepare and like create that base for our kids to send them off to school and make sure that, like you said, because nutrition's a huge thing and it does help them. Like if they're not eating properly in the morning, they are going to be tired. They aren't going to be able to focus and take in what is being taught to them.
Exactly.
So that was I love that breakfast example. What are a few others?
So I'm a big fan of just finding the healthy alternative of what your kid likes, because that sort of decreases the, you know, the tantrums or the fighting in the morning. So my daughter, she's 3, she's just starting to get into cereal because her older niece, you know, my niece and nephew, so her older cousins eat cereal. So I've started doing the Magic Spoon cereal, which is the grain-free, sugar-free cereal. They sweeten it, you know, with xylitol and erythritol. So I do that with some coconut milk. So things like that are often very helpful. If she wants pancakes, I save them for the weekend, but then I do you know, grain-free, high protein. I put collagen in the mix. So I do things like that. So they're still getting what they like. I just make it healthier.
I like that. And I guess, you know what, a good thing with the pancake idea is if you make or double the recipe, so you're making extra, you can freeze them, you know, so if they want them throughout the week, it's not that you're like, there, you know what I mean? Mixing the batter and making them and preparing them. It's something that you can just throw into, you know, the toaster oven or whatever, just to warm up. And then there you go. You got that.
And one of the things I love, somebody gave me this heart-shaped mini waffle maker. And I thought, when on earth am I ever going to use this thing? You know what I use it for? Eggs. So I crack eggs. It's like this mini little heart-shaped waffle maker. I crack eggs into it. So I put a heart-shaped egg on her plate. And then I use Carbonate bread, the grain-free bread. So I give her toast with a heart-shaped egg. And then another one with organic cashew nut butter. She loves it because they're little.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute. She loves every morning. She's like, I want my heart-shaped eggs. And it literally takes me 30 seconds. I just crack an egg into this machine and shut it and then stick it on a plate. So little things like that. And then she's getting eggs and toast and some nut butter for breakfast. It's a great breakfast. And so it's fun for her.
So protein is a definite must.
Yes. And so if you've noticed, what I've avoided saying so far are all the carbs. I'm not saying oatmeal, you know, don't, you know, Cheerios and stuff like that, because that will only sustain them for so long. And then they're exhausted, hungry, tired pretty quickly soon after that. So if you are going to give them something like oatmeal, something like that, then I just encourage people to add something to it that gets some fat and protein. So I will literally add, you know, some cashew or some almond butter. I put some collagen and protein powder in there as well, because she does want oatmeal every now and then. So I put some healthy fats in there. I put some protein powder, and then I put coconut milk, or I like the thick coconut cream, and that's sort of the base for it. So it's a really satiating meal. It's not just all carbohydrates, which won't last her or sustain her, because you need those fats for immune function and for your brain to function and to focus during the day.
You know what? You said something right now. You said protein powder. Now, my oldest, Samantha, the one that I told you is not a big breakfast person, when she gets it from me, I think. She loves her protein shakes.
Great. That's great. That's perfect.
So there is a kid brand out there that we get at the health food store that she absolutely loves. And it's just like, okay, I'm going to have that. And I actually feel good about that. And I'm like, you know what? If you are good with having a protein shake in the morning, and I know that it's like, it's not full of garbage, it has like all like different vitamins, minerals, everything you need, then I'm good with that. So does that have your stamp of approval, Dr. Andy?
I love protein shakes. You can hide so much stuff in there. You can put powdered vitamins in there. You can put so much healthy stuff, and it tastes good. It just tastes like fruit. So they love it. So I'm a huge fan of that. I've given her my daughter's smoothies after dinner as a treat. Smoothies for breakfast are great, and they're quick. They're easy. They can take them in the car with them. Like, yeah, I love the smoothies. That's great.
And also great for us adults too.
Yes,
we've got tons more ideas. Well, not we, Dr. Andy, let's get real. So don't go anywhere, because this is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and with me, I've got my good friend of the show, returning guest, Dr. Andy Campitelli, naturopathic doctor and co-founder of Totalis Health. We are talking about building our immune system, making it strong, because the kids are back at school and this is the time of year they like to pick up all the little germs and bugs and bring them home to us.
Yes. And you don't,
Dr. Andy, you got hit. You're sick.
I got it. You don't want to end up like me. I should know better. You don't want to be here.
Side note, we couldn't have planned this any better though.
Right?
For the show. But Dr. Andy, we're talking about breakfast before because bottom line, nutrition is like the main thing, right?
Nutrition is the most important thing. And I mean, if you're sticking inflammatory foods into your kids, if you're giving them tons of sugar, all that does, and we know sugar depresses the immune system pretty quickly right after they have it. Inflammatory foods will throw off the immune system. It really comes down to those foundational things as a start, because you'll hear those people who say, you know, my kid is sick pretty much all the time. You know, they're sick for a week, then they're healthy, then they're sick. It's like the cycle where it's never ending. And adults who are like, you know, when I get sick, it lasts for 2 weeks, or, you know, it kind of wipes them out completely, and it takes them longer than other people. So that's a sign that your immune system's not working. If you get sick, you shouldn't be sick for 2, 3, 4 weeks when the person who got you sick got over it in 2 or 3 days. So those foundation things are important, not only in preventing you from getting sick, but then helping you, you know, get well faster, so you're not completely wiped out after you catch something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. And so you just gave us some incredible ideas for breakfast and some important information. But now we're sending our kids to school. And that means 2 snacks and a lunch. Mm-hmm. And at my school, they always say first snack definitely needs to be the quote unquote healthy snack. Mm-hmm. The second snack can be whatever, you know. I try to send them with, you know, a fruit, veggie, something like that, cheese for first snack. And then my second snack, even though if I send a granola bar, I try to send it like of the healthier varieties, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's lunch. Mm-hmm. So help us out with that stuff.
Yeah. And those are great options. Exactly what you said for the snacks. And that's what we were saying earlier. There's always a healthy option for whatever it is you're sending your kid with. So if they want a granola bar, you can find healthy granola bars. You just have to know how to read the label. You know, when you read the label, make sure it's not chock full of essentially just sugar, high fructose corn syrups, things like that. There are healthier options. So find the healthy option. And then exactly like you said, lots of fruits and veggies and cheese. That's a great first snack. I love to give my daughter, you know, nut butter and apples, and she just kind of dips them. So that's a really good snack. So she gets some healthy fats. The cheese is great. And then same thing goes for the lunch, is you want to make sure you're just giving them a healthy version, depending on what you're able to send in with your child. Leftovers from dinner are great, depending on how old your kid is and what they have access to in terms of, you know, heating their food or not. Sending soups in a thermos, that's a really great option. And then same thing, just healthy sandwiches, using healthier types of bread. So there are a lot of options that allow you to give your kids healthy meals, and you're setting them up for success, again, with respect to learning, and then also trying to keep them well and hopefully they don't catch everything that is going around.
Absolutely. And one thing that I just thought of, and it hasn't ever been an issue in our family, because my kids since JK have been going to school with a water bottle. So all they ever drink at school is water.
Right.
But what about for those parents listening that are like, you know what, like, I like to send my kid maybe with some kind of juice box or something other than water. How do we find a better one to send them with? Are there any like that you're like, oh, this is a great one and it's lower in sugar? Like, what do we do there?
So you know what I do with my daughter? I've introduced her to flavored electrolytes. So electrolytes, they flavor it with, you know, stevia, erythritol, xylitol. So she's 3 and we call it her berry juice. And it's literally just a flavored electrolyte like that I would use, you know, after the gym or something like that. And I use about a quarter of a sachet and then I roll it down. So one little packet will last maybe 3 or 4 drinks. And then I pour that into her drink. And so it's actually her treat now. So when she wants a treat, I'm like, ooh, do you want your berry juice? And so she thinks I'm giving her this super unhealthy, it's literally just electrolytes.
So you know what, parents? Point here is that, you know what? Sometimes tricking the kids is not such a bad idea.
The worst thing. And she loves it. Mommy, can I have my berry juice? I'm like, yes, absolutely. You can have your berry juice. Here you go.
Amazing. I love it. But you know what? That is such a great option. I've never thought about that. You know what I mean? Because like, I know the kids see other kids at school going you know, showing up with a can of soda or juice boxes. And I'm like, no, that doesn't happen. Like, and I'm not there to bash any other parent who may do that. It's just, this is how I run my household and how we do, you know, school lunches in the Chic Mama home, right? It's get me your water bottle and we'll put, you know, I make sure I got water in there. And sometimes we will throw like lemon or berries or something in their water just to kind of flavor it up, right? But I love that idea of the electrolytes.
Yeah, it's great. And she loves it. And my stance is always, because when I tell people, you know, how I feed my kids and things like that, they're like, oh, I can't believe you don't give her sugar. Not that my child doesn't get sugar. I'm well aware that when she goes out in the world, she is going to get all the sugar. Like, it is inevitable. So my stance is more, well, in my house, it's just going to be healthy because she will get all that stuff. You know, she goes with grandma and grandma gets her a Timbit. You know, I'm not going to say no, because that's their little treat once a week. She gets her Timbit. So it's not like she doesn't eat that stuff. Of course she eats that stuff. But 90% of her food is coming from me, and that's healthy. And then all the other people who give her the treats and the junk and the whatever, that's fine. That's fine. But in this house, it's the healthy stuff because that's what sets the foundation. So, you know, maybe you don't have to send your kids to school with a pop. They're going to get pop somewhere else. So send them with the healthy version and let them get it somewhere else, because they will. So just don't give it to them, because then they just get twice as much. But I mean, if they're older, if they're in high school, they're going to find that stuff anyway.
Oh, absolutely. There's the vending machines around every corner on every floor at high school, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, totally. And that's the thing. We're not here to say to deprive your children.
Exactly.
You can still eat healthy and eat well and delicious.
Exactly. You can still make it taste good and they enjoy it. And then you trick them every now and then, like I just said, and you think their berry juice is, you know, something unhealthy and it's some really good electrolytes, and that's all. And the thing is, the electrolytes are actually helping her. You know, they're hydrating, they are good for her immune support, all of those things. So it's something I'm giving her that's still good for her.
I love it. I love it. Now, okay, Dr. Andy, the kids come home from school and they're famished and they're like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. And I try to tell them, I'm like, but dinner's going to be ready like really soon. And like, no, I'm starving. I need to eat. What do we do?
What do you do? So it's the same thing. We all know the kids are eating after school. If you're picking your kid up from school and you have anything more than a 5 or 10 minute drive, they're going to be eating something in the car. So you know it's coming. So just have something ready for them. You know, you just have to pick something. I like, I buy a lot of the little like fat balls. They're little Noms bars that I
buy. Oh, I love those.
Right. They're so good.
The coconut ones.
The coconut ones. Oh my goodness.
My favorite. It's okay. Listen, I'm going on record. Say it's better than a Timbit. I'm just saying.
Right. It tastes like a brownie. It's like a coconut flavored brownie. I mean, my daughter calls them meatballs for some reason. So she hops into the car. Where are my meatballs? I'm like, well, yep, here you go. And pass the meatballs back. She loves them. And they're so healthy.
There's like three ingredients in them. Exactly. It's like, okay. So love that. So there's plenty of different options. We just have to be wise when we're shopping around and looking for snacks. And you know what? The best thing that I've noticed is that more and more grocery stores, you know, whether I'm at the grocery store, whether I'm at a Walmart or whatever, you go into the snack aisle and they have such a variety now and a variety of like healthy snacks.
Exactly. And then if you don't want to buy it, you can make those things. They're really easy to make. You can Google a million recipes. They're called fat bombs on how to make those. And they're so good. So make it and just put a stash in your fridge that you just pull out all week. You know, pick a day on the weekend, make a massive batch of them and just have those little snacks for your kids. And that way you don't have to worry about it during the week.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So we've covered off food, but there's more to it. So don't go anywhere. Dr. Andy has more. I hope you're taking notes at home. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking with Dr. Andy Campitelli, naturopathic doctor and co-founder of Totalis Health. And we're talking about this most wonderful time of year where the kids are back to school and we need to strengthen our immune system, because if you don't, you may have noticed that your child has already come home sick. Like my little Marcus was home this week with a fever already. And I'm like, what? So Dr. Andy is here to help us with that. And so Dr. Andy, we spoke about nutrition because that is the foundation. That is the base. We need to make sure we have that. But that's not the only thing we need to boost that immune system to be healthy. What else is there?
So there are a few things. Obviously, the lifestyle things, like make sure your kid is active, get them outside, make sure they're sleeping. So those are, again, the important lifestyle foundation things. And then sometimes you do need to then consider adding in some supplements. So I'll use myself as an example. My little guy was vomiting all over me for 2 weeks. There was no saving me. I wasn't sleeping. There's no nutritious breakfast that was going to stop me from getting sick. Like it just wasn't happening. And so I should have known that I should have been taking some supplements to help my immune function and to try and prevent or shorten the duration of that cold. So sometimes we do have to start taking some things or giving our kids something just to help and try and prevent them from getting sick. It's not a guarantee, but if it doesn't stop them from getting sick, it hopefully shortens the intensity and the duration of the cold.
So what are the go-tos for us right now as we're approaching the fall months and dare I say it, cold and flu season being around the corner? Mm. So what should we be looking at taking on a daily, not only our kids, but us as adults?
Right. So first thing, vitamin D, that's for everybody. I was giving my kids vitamin D from birth.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So everyone needs vitamin D. We know the role that vitamin D plays in our immune system, you know, with the big C that seems to be coming back as well. There's a lot of research coming out looking at the role of vitamin D and that if you have optimal vitamin D levels, if you get it, it's not quite as intense and it doesn't last quite as long. So there's really good research on the role of vitamin D and its immune function for cold and flu and also, you know,
that other stuff.
The other stuff that we're not going to talk about.
No.
We're so done. I'm so done with all that too. So vitamin D is probably the most important thing just as a base and a foundation. And then there are other things to go from there. For kids, there are a lot of really great immune supplements that you can get. Depending on the age, you can get little chewable ones or little liquids, you know, like a kid's immune support or something like that. So those can be quite helpful. Little things like vitamin C, even getting that vitamin C in is also really helpful. And then for adults, I'll often give them a little bit more. So I'm a big fan of the vitamin D. And then for adults, because we're all a little stressed, and we know that stress doesn't help our immune system. So I love doing a little bit of stress and immune support. So I might do something like licorice and ashwagandha. I might do some of the mushrooms, like some reishi. And then I'll do more specific cold and flu things like some echinacea. If you're getting that scratchy sore throat, mm-hmm. I'm having people do some golden seal to kind of prevent, you know, that from developing into something as well. So a few different things I'll give to adults. And there are some things that I just keep in my cupboard and I take regularly all the time. And when I do actually take them, I don't get sick. But when I don't take them,
living proof right here. Living proof right here that supplements do make a difference.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
They do make a difference. But that is good to know, because you know what? A lot of people don't take any supplements at all. And I think it's really, really important that, you know what I mean? If we can just have like a few go-tos that we take on a daily and we get our kids into the routine of taking on a daily, it can make a big difference, you know?
It's a huge difference. And I think a lot of people, sometimes people are still confused about supplements. Like, you know, do they work? Is there any research? And yes, there is a lot of research. And if we're really lucky in Canada, to get a supplement on a shelf in Canada, it has to be approved by Health Canada. In the US, that is not the case. They don't approve supplements on the shelf in the US. In Canada, they do. To get an NPN number, you actually have to go through Health Canada. There has to be a product monograph with research that actually supports the effectiveness of the ingredients in that product. So the research is on the Health Canada website. To even get something on the shelf, you have to prove to Health Canada that there's research to show that it works. And so Canada and actually Australia have the most rigorous guidelines with respect to supplementation. So if you're buying here and you're buying in Australia, you're likely getting a better quality product than if you're buying somewhere else, because again, Health Canada had to approve it.
That's good to know. I didn't know that. I knew that it was pretty strict, but I didn't know all of that. That makes me feel a lot better. You know what I mean? Because when I'm shopping around for supplements, so many times I'm like, oh my God, okay, which one? Is it this brand or that brand? And I'm holding two and I'm trying to compare. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, is one of these a scam? So, okay, like no matter which one you go with, it's a good start,
It's a
let's just
good
say.
start. And so within Canada, because then it would come down to things like dosage. So, some one brand might sell you a vitamin C supplement with 50 milligrams, but you need 1,000 milligrams for it to work. So then it does come down to dosage and things like that. So I usually say to people, as a general rule, just buy your supplements from a local health food store. Don't go to your, corner drugstore or something like that. Go to an actual health food store, because they carry really well-established professional brands, and the likelihood is that what you're getting there is going to be higher quality and therefore more effective. That's not the case 100% of the time. Obviously, that's a very sweeping generalization, but that's a better start. Just go to the local health food store, talk to the people who work there, and you're likely to find something that will be helpful.
And that's what I was just going to say. Talk to the people there. Like for me, my go-to is Nature's Emporium, and I have been a customer of theirs for years. That's where I go and I pick up all our snacks, the bars, all of that stuff, but also all of our supplements. And if ever I'm stuck, or you know what I mean, like I'm looking at like changing up my probiotic, I can talk to someone there. And because it's a health food store, all their staff there is knowledgeable. They're educated in the different brands, in the different products. And they actually sit with me and they're like, okay, Pina, so this is the deal. This is the difference between this and this. What are your concerns? Let's find something that best suits you. So definitely, definitely hit up the health food store and talk to the people there if you're unsure without, you know what I mean? Instead of just grabbing something off the shelf and being like, okay, I think this is it and I'm gonna go. No, ask them.
Exactly. So ask them. And then, of course, if you need help, book an appointment with somebody who can guide you a bit more for your specific goals. But that's a good start. Just health food store, talk to the people who work there, and know that in Canada, we're lucky because our products are screened and approved by Health Canada.
And yeah, going back to something you just said, book an appointment with someone. That right there is my little moment to say, you guys need to check out and follow Dr. Andy because she's my naturopathic doctor and she's my go-to person to be like, okay, so what's going on? What do I need? And so booking an appointment with someone like Dr. Andy is huge. Because yes, they can only go so far at the health food store, right? Maybe helping you pick out which brand, but a naturopathic doctor like yourself, Dr. Andy, not only will tell you which brand, but also the dosage and what to take together and maybe what not to take together. You know what I mean? Customized specifically for you. So Dr. Andy, where can people find you if they want more info or if they want to book an appointment with yourself or one of your team members?
So they can find me drandynd.com, and that's Andy with an I. They can find me on Instagram or my website, and then I'm happy to help any way I can.
There you go, guys. Dr. Andy, check her out on Instagram and check her out at Totalis Health. But that is it for us. So I hope that we've given you enough info to get you started and get you going on how to help boost that immune system, keep the whole family safe and sick free, especially leading into that nasty season, which we don't want to talk about, right, Dr. Andy?
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I love fall. It's so beautiful, the leaves, etc. But the flu, cold and flu, oh my goodness. No, thank you.
No. We don't need it. No one needs it. No one needs it. But that is it for us. We will catch you next week. Dr. Andy, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
If you missed any of the show and you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, and you can download it wherever you like to download your podcasts and listen back whenever you want. That's the beauty of podcasts. But that is it. And it's a Sunday night. So go, you know, put the kiddos to bed if you haven't already, and put your feet up and relax and enjoy a little bit. We will catch you next week right here on The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.